Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. Hey, it's the 5 on 5. Bravo, bravo. And once again, this week, the 5 on 5 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Over there, you will find formerly with the Color Experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. They're located in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1 right here in Vero Beach, Florida. Or you can give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
And today's 5 on 5 is from all over.
From all over, right?
Yeah. So once again, if you want to throw in, give us something that you think is unusual that you're grateful for, you can email it to me at beth@bethwe.com, and I'll use it. I'll use it, I promise you, in one of the 5 on 5, so you can be listening for yours. But I'm going to start with number 5, and these are 5 points of gratitude.
Do we have a theme again?
We do not.
Oh, okay. Hence all over.
They're from all over. Karen from Fort Pierce gave me this one. She's grateful that the flu bug was very, very easy and that she's over the worst of it.
Oh, poor thing.
I know. I thought that was something. Mike from Vero Beach, he said, he's grateful for employment. Without it, I can't live. And he just kind of made a point how grateful he is for employment and in a world where so many people are struggling with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I heard from Andrea and Sebastian. And Andrea says she's grateful for the chores she has to do. They tell me that she has clothing, a place to live, food to eat, and more. She was talking about days when she had to do laundry and clean the house and, you know, cook the food or clean out the fridge. And she realized that if she approached it in that other way.
There's laundry to do. There's a house to clean.
That's right.
There's food to cook.
That's what she said. She was really thrilled with it. Okay. Samantha from Palm Beach. She's grateful for her animals, a cat and 2 dogs. She's grateful because they're always there for her, waiting to cuddle when she gets home and making her feel loved.
Well, we've spoken about this
before. I know.
My little Sammy, the other day I went outside, the garbage man had come, I went out to bring the garbage can in, and when I came back in the house, Sammy went nuts as if I had been gone all day.
He's getting old.
There's nobody in the world that's as happy to see me as my Sammy.
Yeah. And the last one is from Rachel out of Lakewood Park. And Rachel said she's grateful for the opportunity to work with her family, because now they live apart. She grew up with them, and now they go to work in a family area. And it's nice to get to see them regularly at work, she said.
How nice.
Yeah, that was the 5 on 5 from all over. So once again, if you have something that you're grateful for, by all means, let us know about it. We'd be happy to mention it on the air, and it might make somebody else remember what they're grateful for.
And if you don't have anything you were grateful for, by all means, let us know that. We will help you with that.
Yeah. Today, we're talking about overcoming loneliness. And basically, we have kind of a little bit of a goal today. We're trying to discover ways to establish and maintain connection. And we're trying to uncover where we're blocked. You know, where are we blocked with this loneliness? And try to recover our ability to connect at will. Just because we want to. Wouldn't it be great if you could just connect at will? You know, some of us have been to the place where we were off on our own and kind of feeling separated in different areas, whether it's from true self, from other people, or from the divine. And I'm telling you, you can reconnect. I'm here to tell you, I've done it. I've done it in all 3 ways in my own life. And I know it can be done. And if I can do it, you can do it. That's for sure. But I want to talk about being lonely for others. Again, I mentioned early, it's a likely cause for depression. And some of us learned it in our homes. You know, I've heard people say that, you know, you came into this world alone and you'll go out the same way. You know, that they had a father said stuff like that.
Or the ever popular, I brought you into this world, I'll take you out.
Yeah. You know, so it's tough. It's a universal phenomenon. You know, the painful reality of, instead of loneliness, I'll say aloneness. You know, being alone without people. It can be circumstantial or chronic. And, you know, an elderly widow whose contemporaries are gone. A kid who moves in the middle of a school year and doesn't know anybody. Divorce, death, loss of somebody key in your life, whether it's a spouse or a friend or a child. But somebody key, and it makes you feel alone all of a sudden.
Or a pet.
Just like what was said in the 5 on 5, she was so grateful for how they make her feel mm-hmm. when they're not there. It can be a pet. You're right, Lee. So circumstantial loneliness happens when there seems to be a discrepancy between a level of quality friendships that we desire and what we really have. You know, the snowbird or retiree, they come maybe to Florida or they go back up to their home and it's not like home, whichever way they say it, you know. You know, they've been building quality connections for years and they come to a new place and it's not like home. What does that mean? And is there something we can do to help you with that? Because it's up to you to make it home.
Mm.
You know, I love that Goethe quote. I've used it many times on the show. And the quote is this: we need to have people who mean something to us, people to whom we can turn, knowing that being with them is coming home.
Oh, I like that.
It is. It's a good quote. And it's about coming home, whether it's to your family, and it can be your friends. It can be, you know, the people that you surround yourself with in a, say you go to a book club or a 12-step group or a painting class. But they're people, when you get with them, you feel like, they get me.
But when you said that it's not like home, it's, you know, some of the groups, associations, fellowships and such that I participate in, we're in a community that has a degree of, I mean, here we call them snowbirds.
Right.
But people that will go back and forth.
What's
with
a snowbird?
Season.
For somebody up in Schenectady, they're going, what is a snowbird?
They're people that more or less migrate with the seasons. You know, you have your northerners that will come here.
Come to Florida, we're in Vero Beach, Florida.
To escape the
cold.
The winters that isn't their preference. And then in the summer when the heat comes, if that's not their preference, they will go back north.
Right.
But I will frequently hear, it's not the same here as it is at home.
Right.
It's different. It's, you know, or even they don't do it right. They don't mm-hmm. do it the same. But then again, I've had the experience of seeing people that make it home, that right. become part of, through effort. I mean, there's some effort mm-hmm. involved, but the reward is immense.
And, you know, how do they make it happen? They get involved.
Yes.
They get involved with other people. And this can move, you know, if you don't get involved with other people, you can move from loneliness into isolation. And I can just tell you that that's deeper. That's tougher to overcome. That's more of a project, because isolation it's so a brokenness inside that's even deeper than just basic loneliness. So challenge it. If you're feeling lonely, challenge it. You know, get involved with other people.
Don't settle.
Yeah. You need to experience love and support. And there are people right here, wherever you are, wherever here is for you. If you're listening in Arizona on iHeartRadio, right here in Arizona, or right here in Vero Beach, Florida, or right here in Chicago, Illinois, you can find people that can connect with you, because you can find people that have a similar interest, whatever it is.
And you say similar interest, but it can also be a similar challenge, because we've spoken frequently about people that are facing similar challenges that come together amongst common solutions. Look at our dear friends in Carolina that right. are just so struggling now, coming together, finding support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it can be smaller things. Open yourself to the opportunity for connection. Open yourself. Walk the dog when your neighbors are out. You know, walk the dog when the neighbors are out. Bike in your neighborhood and wave at the people. Invite friends for a meal or go and meet them for coffee somewhere. Volunteer. Join a club. Take a class. Share an interest. You know, go to the library and do Tai Chi. What's Tai Chi? I don't know. Go figure it out. See if you like it. Go see if it's something that you want to do.
Who was the lady, your neighbor, something Clay?
Viva Clay.
Viva Clay. And you said that it would seem she would intentionally come out for her mail
whenever
you would
I was
come
there.
Out.
And she helped transform my life just by reaching out to connect with
Seeking
me.
Seeking connection.
That's absolutely right. You know, are you a church goer? Go to church. If you're so inclined, go to church. You'll meet people there. Interact on purpose, you know. Hold the door for somebody. You know, say to somebody in the parking lot of Publix, I'll push your cart in for you. No big deal. Let me take that for you. Bend over. Help somebody pick up something they spilled. Whatever it is. But look for those connection opportunities. Choose to be a part of your surroundings. Engage in your own life. This is how you connect. And this is what it happens. What should you look out for? Because there, I do have a caveat. I would say look out for self-medicating at this point before you've made those connections. Self-medicating can be alcohol, drugs. It can be eating. It can be TV shows. You can get addicted to TV.
Relationships.
Oh, yeah. Taking a relationship that you don't like just to have one.
Look at the phenomenon of rebound. People have seen people that on a rebound get out of a relationship. They're miserable. They're unhappy. And bam, they hop right into not Mrs. Right, but Mrs. Right Now, just to spare themselves that experience of being alone.
Yeah.
That's settling.
Yeah. You know, you're the drive to connect these social needs, it is just as strong as your drive to breathe, believe it or not. So be careful with that. And make sure that you're giving yourself time, that you're making a conscious effort to choose. But choose the people that will share an interest with you.
And if you make a mistake, you have this wonderful gift. You can choose again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're talking today about loneliness. Just now we've been talking about being lonely for other people. And there's other types of loneliness, and we're going to talk more about them in a little bit. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're gonna just eradicate this little devil, this loneliness that's in your mind and heart. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
And welcome back, folks. Just want to take a moment to remind you that we are continuing our monthly series of workshops. The next one will be Saturday, October 10th from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. And Beth will be teaching on anger and forgiveness. Always a good one. When you get mad, do you want to get even or do you beat yourself up for feeling that way and try to deny your true state of mind? Come on down to the workshop and discover relationships that work. That's Anger and Forgiveness, October 10th from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. at 520 Royal Palm Boulevard, right here in Vero Beach, Florida. $20 per person, includes materials and snacks. And as always, if that is an issue, please don't let it be. We always have folks that are willing to come up with scholarships for those that have the will but not the means. So contact us at www.bethwe.com. Let us know if you need a little help. We'll make sure it's there for you.
Thanks, Lee. We're talking today about loneliness. We've been talking about being lonely for others and how we can get out of ourselves. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of commandeering ourselves and getting ourselves up and showered and ready to go and going out. You know, there used to be the thing on Saturday Night Live, go outside.
What a concept.
Yeah, I know. And go somewhere. Go and find people. Go to a place where you can connect. There's many groups in town. There's in our little town where you live, there's many groups too. You can find what you're interested in. You know, remember what your interests were when you were young. I remember a long time ago, I was going through a time where I was a little bit disconnected. And I thought back to what I liked to do in high school. Now, most people don't know that I used to like to do artwork. I used to do a lot of artwork when I was in high school. And there was a wonderful woman, and she's probably listening right now, so hello to you. She owned a little pottery painting. It was called The Pottery Painter in Vero Beach. And I would go, and I would take pottery, and I would paint it. And then she would glaze it and fire it, and I would just pick it up. But I would sit there for hours and just paint. And it was, even though I was alone, she was there, and other people would come and go through the shop and interact with each other on the art piece that you were working on. But it made me get up and out of my house, and it made me a part of the community. And then I'd have these wonderful little things that I didn't want, all this pottery, so I would give them as gifts, and it was a gift that was a part of me because it's something I created, and I would give it to people, and they would enjoy it. You know, and it was a great thing.
You know, I would go a step further that, you know, you've spoken before, you know, if we are created in the image of our creator, which means we have the ability to create. So while you're there creating, even though you're by yourself, you're connecting with the creator. When I create, when I'm in my garden, when I'm doing clippings, when I'm doing stuff like that, I'm by myself, but it's solitude. It's right. Not isolation.
Well, let's talk about that then. Loneliness in spirit. You know, loneliness in spirit is a real thing. And like what Lee was just talking about, maybe you don't feel that connection with your source, with the God of your understanding. Maybe you're not the kind of person that goes to a church or practices a religion. And that's okay. You're still a spiritual person. You still were created in the image and likeness of this wonderful creator of the universe.
You are part of.
Yeah. You are part of the love, and it's all just love. So when you're lonely in spirit, this is what I'd say to you. It's about seeking. You know, it's about seeking. It's not necessarily about finding. You know, it's about seeking, though. You have to look for it. You have to want it enough to say, hey, hook me up here. Hook me up, even if that's all you say. If you're sitting there right now listening to the radio, just say, okay, God, higher power, whatever it is, if you're real, hook me up. You know, come into my life. Let me know it. Make it gentle. I don't want to be freaked out. You know, make it easy, but let me know. Because, you know, the farther we are away from source, from our source, when you start looking, the more willing you're going to need to be to look. And that's the thing. It's not about the source being far away from us. It's about us being far away from source. Like, how many barriers have I put up in front of that? So willingness and an open mind are going to be elements that you have to practice if you're going to achieve this oneness that I'm talking about.
And there's a great quote from a book that I'm fond of, and it says, once you put the key of willingness in the door, it will open almost of itself.
Absolutely. And that's something that you need to follow because, you know, getting quiet will help you. Getting quiet. Actually, in one of the articles that I just wrote for Vero's Voice, I write a little article in the magazine Vero's Voice in Vero Beach, and it's a magazine that Red Palmer and the people put out here, and Barbara.
And the people that make it possible for us to bring you the Beth Wee Radio Hour.
Absolutely, and we are so grateful to them for that. And
where can you get those magazines, Beth?
You can get them all over Vero Beach. They're in stores and in shops. You can always get it in front of the radio studio at 95 Royal Palm Point. They always have a news rack, like a stand, okay. And you can open it and pull one of them out. But I was writing for that, and for that article, I think it's for the November issue, and I was mentioning that, you know, getting quiet is how you hear the higher power. When you're going to communicate with anybody, you know, there's times that you're going to be loud and there's times you're going to get quiet. Getting quiet is part of communication. And for me, I have other voices in my head. I have my ego telling me this, that, and the other thing. I got to get quiet so that I can get the one true voice. But, you know, how do you get quiet? You know, I'll give you some ideas. You could try a guided meditation. Again, you can find these in your town. There's places that do a guided meditation, places that lead those. Google it. See if you can find it. Sometimes you'll find them at through churches. Sometimes they do them.
And I'll tell you what, folks, you can find a wonderful one at BethWE.com. And you know what? Contact us at either at Beth at BethWE.com or Lee at BethWE.com. Get to me today. I'll get one to you. How's that sound?
Oh, you'll get him a free one.
I will get you a free one.
Oh, that's a deal. I'll tell you what, we do have a guided meditation. It runs about 17, 18 minutes,
yep.
And it will take you to a place of quietness. But use nature. Go to the ocean, and that'll help you get connected sometimes. That'll help you get quiet. Breathe consciously. Breathe in. Breathe out, especially when you're in crisis. Breathe in peace. Breathe out angst. Just go, you know, breathe in peace. Breathe out angst. I know it sounds silly, but it will calm you down. Ask. Talk to the higher power, whether you're all in or not. Say, I don't know if I believe in this or not, but here I am talking to you. So if you're real, give me, you know, hook me up somehow. Let me know.
Your experience, on more than one occasion, you've had people find connection through using, quote unquote, Beth's God.
Yeah.
Speaking to, hey, Beth's God.
Yeah. Hey, Beth's God, could you hook me up here? And then, you know, the affirmations sometimes help people. I'm holy and whole, or I'm part of the universal plan, or I am one, you know, I am one with the one true God. Whatever it is that you can say that makes yourself feel connected, try that. Because loneliness in spirit is a tough thing. But what about the other loneliness? I think the loneliness from true self is a pretty strong motivator for me to take some action. And when you're lonely for your true self, you can be in a crowd and still feel lonely. You can cry out to the higher power, but you don't feel connection because you don't know, you're not connected with yourself. You can't quiet that mind enough to hear the real answer.
And how do you lose yourself?
Many of us lose ourselves. Well, there's many different ways. I think a lot of it comes from feelings. Trying to deal with emotional pain in our lives.
Okay, see, my first thought was, you know, social chameleonism. Me trying to be what I think you want me to be.
Well, that's one way you do that. That's so that you don't feel less than or unimportant. That's a way, but it's emotional pain you're trying to avoid if you're being a social chameleon. And it can start really young. Things that happen to you when you're 1, 2, 3 years old can happen. So you have to be careful. It's tough stuff. Chances are that you might need more help. And if you're looking for your true self, if you think you're not lovable or that you're unacceptable or that people wouldn't really like you if they knew you, or if you're highly critical of yourself, these are places, if you blame others for your situations.
Also known as believing the lies of separation.
Right, right. But low self-esteem is usually the earmark for this type of loneliness. When you've lost yourself, it's time to connect. You know, find what really speaks to you and go for it. Stop the negative self-talk. Try some journaling. Try writing down till you get all the negative out, and then let you get beyond that so that you can find out who you really are. Take good care of yourself. Mind your body. Eat, sleep, you know, rest, exercise. All those things that are so important to you.
Do something. Take some initial action.
Right. You know, connect with the world. Like you were saying, gardening, maybe hiking, walking the beach, whatever, bird watching, whatever connects you. Find out what you like, because you might not know what you like anymore. And that's important. Use some alone time to get to know yourself. Remember your old passions. Reconnect with favorite old movies, old books. Read them again. See what it is about them that made you like them so much. And stop defining yourself by your past. You know, stay in the now. Stay in the present moment. If you're going to reconnect with yourself, you got to be present right now. Because you are going right now. So whichever way you're struggling with loneliness, if you're lonely for others, if you're lonely for your true self, if you're lonely for the divine, there's a way up and out of it. Don't miss your opportunity. Pay attention. That's what we're here to talk to you about today. This is your life. You got a great shot. Don't just live, thrive. Do well. Help others. Grow. Be the best you can be.
Connect, communicate, and thrive.
That's our theme here at BethWE.com. Go to our website. We have some things there that might be able to help you. Most of all, we'll be praying for you. We'll be thinking of you. And we'll be covering you with just a wonderful grace that comes from God.
We'll be loving you.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week. Tune in next Thursday at 11. Thanks, Shane, our new producer. Welcome.